Chapter 8. The World of Medicine. Unit 16. Poppies, Pain, and Problems.
Anyone who has been seriously injured or has gone through major surgery is almost sure to have been given something to control pain. That drug is very likely morphine, and from its effects, one may understand why it was named after the Greek god of dreams, Morpheus. For over 200 years, morphine has been the drug of choice for doctors. In modern healthcare as well, morphine remains a very effective analgesic, or painkiller. However, since its discovery in 1804, it has also been abused. As such, morphine is now a tightly controlled substance. Morphine has a very long and interesting history. Some have claimed its usage as far back as 1522, when a scientist named Paracelsus used a painkiller that he called by another name. With Europe's increasing interest in the opium trade over the 17th and 18th centuries, it was only a matter of time before morphine was discovered. It was indeed discovered when Friedrich Sutrener made it from an extract of the opium poppy plant in 1804. However, it was not until 1817 that morphine was first given as a treatment for pain and alcoholism. In 1827, the drug company Merck became the first to sell morphine. Interestingly, at that time, Merck was only a small shop. Following the invention of the needle, nearly 30 years later, the drug's popularity began to increase. Initially, developers of morphine failed to understand its true nature. However, as its use grew, it became clear that morphine was very addictive, more so than either alcohol or opium. Proof of this came from its first large-scale production for the American Civil War. In fact, the common use of morphine during this time resulted in more than 400,000 people having morphine addiction, then called the soldier's disease. For decades after the Civil War, morphine use was still permitted without restriction in the U.S. However, due to its addictive nature, the U.S. government finally labeled morphine as a controlled drug in 1914. This made it illegal to possess it without a prescription. Following this legislation, more research went into the nature and production of morphine. This led to scientists finding its chemical structure in 1925. Despite knowing its structure and being able to synthesize it in a lab, most morphine was and still is made from the natural poppy source. In modern medicine, morphine continues to be used to treat medium to severe pain of various forms. For example, depending on whether a person's pain is short or long-term, there are fast-acting and extended-release types of morphine. While morphine is commonly used in hospitals where it can be properly monitored, it can also be prescribed for home use for those experiencing long-term pain. In addition to treating pain resulting from surgery, heart attack, or long-term illness and disease, morphine is also used during surgery to put patients to sleep. Given that morphine can have serious, life-threatening side effects, doctors monitor its use very closely. While the benefits of morphine as a painkiller are clear, its side effects are not as well known. For one, morphine can cause stomach problems and, if given too much, it may cause heart attacks. It can also cause blood pressure to fall and make a person feel faint or short of breath. Therefore, it is important to understand that while it can make a person feel better, too much can be harmful or even deadly. Unfortunately, as with many controlled drugs, morphine has been a common drug of abuse, as is the morphine derivative heroin. In addition to suppressing pain, morphine can produce an intense high and make users feel extremely good, thus making it a drug which users like to come back to. Chemists have known how to process morphine to create heroin since the 1800s. Heroin was actually mass-produced by Bayer in the early 20th century and successfully marketed as a cure-all. Later, when its addictive nature came to light, heroin was classified as a Schedule I drug in the U.S. Such drugs are considered the most dangerous and include marijuana, peyote, and ecstasy. Getting over a morphine or heroin addiction can be a very intense and dangerous experience. Therefore, addiction treatment must usually be monitored by a health professional.